here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, July 26, 2013. It's the birthday of Aldous Huxley, born in Surrey, England, in 1894. As a boy, he wanted to be a scientist like his grandfather, Thomas Henry Huxley, but when he was 17, he contracted an eye disease that rendered him nearly blind, so he decided to become a writer. His first successful novel was Point Counterpoint, which was an extremely ambitious book, numerous characters and a complex interweaving plot. Huxley decided his next book would be something light. The result was Brave New World, published in 1932, about a future in which most human beings are born in test tube factories, genetically engineered to belong in one of five castes. There are no families, people have sex all the time and never fall in love, and they keep themselves happy by taking a drug called Soma. Brave New World, one of the first novels to predict antidepressant medication as well as virtual reality. When George Orwell's 1984 came out a few years later, many critics compared the two novels, trying to decide which one was the more likely to come true. Huxley argued that his imagined future was more likely because it would be easier to control people by keeping them happy than it would be by threatening them with violence. It's the birthday of movie director Stanley Kubrick, born in New York City in 1928. His first big film was Spartacus in 1960. After that, he vowed never to make another film without total artistic freedom, and he managed to keep that vow. His best-known films are Dr. Strangelove, 2001, A Space Odyssey, A Clockwork Orange, and The Shining. It's the birthday of Irish playwright George Bernard Shaw, born in Dublin in 1856, the author of dozens of plays, including Man and Superman, Pygmalion, and St. Joan. Shaw won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1925 and an Oscar in 1938 for his film Pygmalion. He's the only person in history to receive both the Nobel and an Oscar. It's the birthday of humorist Gene Shepard, born in Chicago in 1925. He's remembered for the autobiographical stories he told on the radio about a boy named Ralph Parker growing up in a small town in Indiana. One of his stories was made into the movie A Christmas Story, which he narrated. It's about a boy who wants a BB gun for Christmas, even though every adult in his life says he'll shoot his eye out. The stories he told on air were always improvised, but he later wrote them down and published them in collections. Gene Shepard, who said, "Some men are Baptist, others Catholic. My father was an Oldsmobile man." And here's a poem by Dick Davis titled A Monorhyme for the Shower. Lifting her arms to soap her hair, her pretty breasts respond, and there the movement of that buoyant pair is like a spell to make me swear 20-odd years have turned to air. Now she's the girl I didn't dare approach, ask out, much less declare my love to, mired in young despair. Childbearing, rouse, domestic care, all the prosaic wear and tear that constitute the life we share slip from her beautiful and bare bright body as, made half aware of my quick, surreptitious stare, she wrings the water from her hair and turning smiles to see me there. A Monorhyme for the Shower by Dick Davis from his collection Belonging, published by Ohio University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. This is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us next time here on the Writer's Almanac.